Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wait others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that made them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours.
I'm back up on my grizzly, you still live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Everybody, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, July the 21st, Saturday, July the 21st of 2018. And the time is 4:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, this is kind of a quick show. I want to drop a nugget in your lap today, especially for my general audience that don't tune in or do not tune in to the private shows. For everybody that's been tuning in to the private show, this will be a little bit of a recap. We're going to be talking about some new information, but we want to talk about how to pick up your sword. Everybody thinks that the word of God is the sword, and it is. That's the corporate sword, but you got your personal sword. We all have a corporate weapon. We all have a corporate God. but we have a personal weapon or a personal God. You must over under and understand how to pick up your, first of all, how to find it. What is it? What is your personal sword? And the sword is the S word. Now, it's the serpent's word that should be turned into the spiritual word. Now, if you drop the S, you are left with the word. If you take the S and you move it back, you're left with words. So how to pick up your words and fight? Man, it's time out for us to be going through life, allowing life to dictate the narrative or the terms and the conditions by which we live our life. Now, I live 50-plus years of my life on this planet reacting, being pushed around and being left with the crumbs or taking what the dominant culture left behind and using that for my narrative or using that to try to feed my family or to try to find my place in life. I was left with my box. They said, boy, you can do this and you can do that, but you cannot do this. This is only left for a certain class or a certain race or a certain demographics or a certain economic or technological group. Everything in this dimension is based upon departmentalization, excuse me. And we are all been departmentalized by this harmonious arrangement. Today's message is how to break out of that department. Today's message is how to get out of your box, how to get out of your program. It's really interesting. It's really, really interesting how people who are out of the box are still in the box. Even myself, I find myself, I get out of the box, and then I wake up, and I'm like, damn, I'm right back in the box. It's like when you go to work, and you drive home, and you get home, but you don't remember how you got home. I was talking to a client, and she used the word, and I wrote it down. She said, sometimes I just zone out. I wrote that down. See, a lot of us, we zone out. You got home, but you've driven home so many times that same route that while you drive home, your brain is gone to Tahiti and your body is on automatic pilot and you make it home and you get there safely. That's the cray-cray thing about it. And you pull into your driveway and you don't remember making those turns. You don't remember actually driving that route, but you did. Where were you when you was driving? You wasn't there. Your unconscious got you home. Your subconscious and your conscious were somewhere else, or vice versa, depending on who you talk to. So today I want to talk about addressing the unconscious. How do you become aware of what you are not aware? Now, let's really, really, really address the core issue of today's message. The core issue of today's message is what is talked about, excuse me, in all of the Bibles and scriptures of all ancient texts. And that is, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. That's what I read to my class earlier today. So right now, the most important thing is you're in a war, but it's not a war that you can fight physically. So right now, you have to stop trying to change the physical. Please, you have to stop. And you have to focus on changing the spiritual. I'm pausing for a moment as I sip on my lemon water to get you to understand that you are in a spiritual war. People tell me, Brother Will, I'm a lover. I'm not a fighter, brother. Well, boo-boo, unfortunately, you've been drafted. This is not an optional war. You are in a vibrational war right now. So you have to learn how to pick up your vibrational weapon to engage in this vibrational warfare, because you're getting your ass vibrationally whooped. Pardon my, well, no, you know, well, hey, let's keep it real. We are big boys and girls today. You are in a struggle against, but it's not against physical stuff, but you want to physically punch me in the mouth. How about you go over there and whoop that vibration over there instead of worrying about this physicality over here? Oh, now, you a bad mama jamma. You know, you talk about my mama and my grandmother. You call me out my name. You want to lay your physical hands on my physical body. That ain't going to solve nothing. Negroes will protest, we'll march, we'll picket, we'll go down there and stand out in front of Planned Parenthood, but, you know, we ain't going to do nothing vibrationally. Probably not you, but, you know, people you know. So we have to stop trying to change the physical, and we must focus on the vibrational. Okay, Brother Will, we got it, brother. Could you move on? Okay, I got you, boo-boo. So we have to stop trying to change events. We must change our perception of the event. So you're focusing, you're telling me what happened, but you have to change your perception of what's happening, because it's your perception of that reality that's a part, not to say all, but it's a part of that reality. The reality cannot hang out with you unless it's a vibrational equivalent of you. Let me say that again. I don't know if you got that. Your reality can't exist around you unless it's a vibrationally close to you. So when it becomes vibrationally close to you, now people tell me all the time, well, Brother Will, I already know all this. Okay, if you already know all of this stuff, how come you're not implementing it? Why are you still stuck in Groundhog's Day? How come everything is still on the same? See, when I became aware of this, my life changed. What did I become aware of? I became aware of my perception. I became aware that I had a faulty view on life. I became aware of it. Now, I already knew that. That wasn't anything new. But what I became aware of was my unconscious mem. I didn't know that I was unconsciously ordering every bad thing in my life. I didn't know. I knew, I had a part to play. But I didn't know that it was just as simple as saying, you know what, I'm not going to play that no more. It's just that simple. Now, I know what you're saying. You're going to say, well, Brother Will, I already do that. I was talking with my daughter, and she was telling me about stuff, and she was like, well, Dad, if it's that easy, how come everybody don't do it? I say, Shamora, the reason why it's not that easy, because it's unconscious. I say, well, what do you mean? Okay, if you know something is really easy to fix something, maybe not easy, but you can kind of go on YouTube and look up something or talk to somebody and say, hey, you know, if you know you got cancer, it's very easy to treat cancer. But if you think you got cancer, but in actuality you got diabetes, and if you don't know you got diabetes, but you go to the doctor and you treat cancer, your diabetes will lay undetected. Now, they have something called pre-diabetes. They got something called pre-hypertension. They got a lot of stuff. Now, again, I'm talking about physicality to help explain spirituality, so I can explain to you why you got to pick up your weapon, your own weapon, not my weapon. You got to pick up your weapon. So what is your weapon? Your weapon is your vibrational signature. Well, what is my vibrational signature? Your vibrational signature is the word. It is your sword. Well, what is my sword? Okay, you exist vibrationally. Okay, when I say you, what am I saying? Who are you? Are you your ego? No, you're not. Now, the ego wants you to think that's you, but you are not your ego. Your ego has hijacked your spirit. And your ego is operating as you, but it's not you. Your true self is spirit. God is spirit. So are you, because you are the offspring. You are a little G. So what is your spirit? So your spirit is made up of 12-dimensional ether, if you want to use that term, that is manifesting in life. It's slowed down. Now, your sword is your vibrational DNA signature. So inside of your DNA, there is like codes. That's what it's called, biology. It's called a codon. And so inside of that code or inside of your biology, there is certain things that is animating as you. So that's your weapon. Your weapon is your true, authentic self. That's the whole purpose of what I do. That's what I've been talking about in my private lessons. That's why I wanted to do this show today on this Blog Talk channel, because it's free and it's available for anybody, because this message is so important, because a lot of people are vibrationally being something that is not real. So, again, the universe, your power comes from your position. It doesn't come from your person. I'm sorry, boo-boo. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. But when you go up against that viceroy in your city, when you go up against that ruling disposition, as you, you're going to get vibrationally abused. I'm just saying. You're going to get molested. And so in order for you to not get vibrationally whooped, you got to be vibrationally authentic, because they only respond. Remember, your gift will make room. Will make room for you, not you. Your gift will make room for you and take you before kings. So my job is to assist you with understanding your vibrational gift. Now, in order for you to understand your vibrational gift, what you have to do is what I've done, and that is you have to become real. Now, in order for you to become real, that means that you have to embrace the lower levels of yourself. What's really interesting is when I say embrace the lower levels of yourself, I thought I had to go to church, I had to read the Bible, I had to go talk to the Reverend Dr. Bishop, I had to go hang out, I had to take some class or some course, I had to hire a life coach, I had to join Master Teacher 33's life management system. I thought I had to go join something. That's not true. You just got to be something. The life management system just helps you find what you're supposed to be beaming. You're supposed to be beaming. But you got to bond before you can beam. So I just tell you what to bond to. Now, what you are bonding to, my brothers and sisters, is your true authentic self. Artistic self. What does that mean? Now, inside of your body, you exist because you have seven chakra systems. Your seven chakra systems vibrate either clockwise or counterclockwise based upon those 12 chakra systems or the seven chakra systems that's controlled by the 12 cranial nerves, that's controlled by the law of 12. Now, in the law of 12, it breaks this down for me. I've broken it down into a simpler manner by my Dear Kinnear report. Now, I've been saying this in a lot of different ways, so I want to say it another way today. Everybody has to be able to understand that all I do is I interpret biblical symbols and I turn them around so that way you can understand the physical substance. Now, this is the importance of the new clergy of what I call biology. So in biology, if you were to take a biological class, it would explain, or they would explain to you everything that I'm saying. They would just explain it to you in biological terms. So when I say those 12 nerves match up with the 12 cell salts in your body that are the chemical expression that is needed, that's in the back of your Dear Kinnear report, you were born with 9 12 salts of the 9 of the 12, because you was in your mother's womb 9 months. But if you are a preemie, maybe you was in your mother's womb 6 months, so you're missing more of the salts. Those cells need to maintain your vibration on this earth. You are a mineral. So your body is made up of certain minerals and enzymes that allow me to physically see your physical body. Your physical body's health is maintained by your spiritual vibration. So we don't wrestle against physical things. We can assist them with our diet. We can assist them with, you know, by taking supplements, by taking all this. That helps to maintain your physical essence so I can see you. But your physical essence is really maintained by your spiritual aura or your aura. Where we get the word AU means gold, Ra means ray, is a ray of gold. AU on the periodic table represents the element G-O-L-D. That element, G-O-L-D, is really G-O-D, is really God. So the word of God. So the word is the Logos. Now the Logos is your weapon. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God. So you have a specific Logos. There are 12 rays that comes from the sun, not only the S-U-N, but the S-O-N. That is your sword. That's what you have to know. That's what you have to pick up with. That's what you fight with. That is powerful. That's your gift. So one of my rays, when I look at my periodic table, when I look at, like King Arthur and the knights of the round table, notice that the table is round. And King Arthur has no power until he put both hands on his sword. He pulls it out of the ground. That means he's committed to the sword. So I can tell you your sword by giving it to you in your Dear Kinnear report, which I've already done. Most of the people that's listening to the show, you already have your Dear Kinnear report. But you haven't picked it up with both hands. So, and then even when you pick it up with both hands, what happened to King Arthur? He picked up both of it with both hands, and he passed out. It was too powerful. You are too powerful for you. Your spirit can't fit in your body. It's too powerful. You are too powerful. So thankfully, the Father already knows that. So what he's done is he allowed for expressions, for you to express that power. Otherwise, you become a spiritual glutton. You have to express yourself. So there's a lot of people that's listening to me. Your power is not, you are not being effective because you are spiritually overweight. You've been learning and learning and learning and learning, and the only outlet you have is Facebook or Instagram. What are you doing to release all that spiritual energy you got? Why y'all think I'm doing a second show today, and I may do a third show later on the night, and I'm doing one-on-ones, I'm doing Dear Kinnear reports, I go to the gym 2 times, then I'm getting ready to go run around a freaking block. I got all of this energy. I got to burn it up. Otherwise, I'm going to go out and do something stupid, and you're going to see me on CNN. Short black man invaded, went into the Wells Fargo and tried to rob the bank. An idle mind is the devil's workshop. I slept 2 hours last night. Two, that's it. Because spiritual energy, brothers and sisters, I got to put all this energy into something. I got to create something. I got to go write some more freaking books. I got to do some more shows. I got to create some more products. Because my sword, I picked it up, and all of this power, I got both hands on my sword, and I looked and I saw, I remember my childhood. I remember how the devil tried to take me out. Just like in the movie King Arthur, he looked around. He saw how his friends got killed. He saw how, they was trying to cut the mage's throat. King Arthur was powered because the people that he loved was freaking being abused. I am empowered because my mother was killed following some freaking guru. Where you get your power from? See, the reason that your sword ain't got no freaking power because you ain't fighting for nothing. What you stand for, man? You think I stand for some Reverend Dr. Bishop? You think I stand for some freaking church denomination? Hell no. That's not what freaking drives me. That's not what gets me up. That's not why I'm on this freaking show yelling and screaming. That's why I freaking stayed up late last night and I got up freaking early and do the same damn thing today and tomorrow until they put my black ass in a box. Why? Because I'm freaking led by God. I ain't driven by no damn demons. And until you can see something that drives you, I got a vision in my head of my mama sitting in a freaking chair being starved by some fool because they said, you got to earn your way into heaven. I am being led because I am on fire because something that I love. I got 5 children that need freaking direction. I got a son right now over in Spain that needs to understand the truth, not King James Version. I got a son right here that has 3 daughters who needs a freaking father to set an example for him so he can pass down the truth to my freaking granddaughters so they ain't got to go through the shit I went through. That's why I get up early and stay up late. I ain't trying to impress nobody on Facebook. Why are you sucking up God's green air? King Arthur watched as his uncle killed his mother. That image empowered him. What's empowering you, brother? What's empowering you? You have to learn how to pick up your own sword and fight. Why am I in the fight? Why have I written 50 books? Because I want to be a published author? Because I want to go and be on New York bestsellers list? Because I want to make $1 million and go sip pina coladas on the beach? I don't think so. I'm writing books to freaking destroy everything that the devil has built. I'm writing books to establish the kingdom of God here on earth. That's why I do what I do, because I got a mandate that's been passed down. Poverty stops with me. When I die, I'm leaving an inheritance for my son's sons. The devil is a freaking liar. My sons, my grandchildren, they won't be joining no damn cult. None of my children sitting up in church on Sunday, because I'm telling them the freaking truth. I'm destroying the generational curse that's been passed down in my freaking family. That family liar. I'm fighting every day for the freaking spiritual heritage of my children. Why are you fighting, brother? Why are you fighting? What are you doing? Watching TV and eating Captain Crunch cereal? Not you, you know, but people you know. Let me make sure, brothers and sisters, because anybody can get on any venue and yell and scream and, you know, talk very passionately. That dog don't hunt. You got to have a spiritual system that destroys the yokes and set the captives free. The first captive that should be set free is you. Before you sell me a system, sell it to yourself. Before you tell me to come to buy your book, read your own. Before you try to sell me anything, make sure that it's working in your own life. See, my dog hunts in all four areas. I got PayPal account if you need to see them for my financial proof, brothers, sisters. I can go to the doctor right now and get on the treadmill, and they can tell you, regardless of how much I weigh, my weight drops from, I can weigh as much as 280, and I drop down to 180 in the next 30 days. My heart rate is always 62, my resting heart rate. My blood pressure is always the same. My blood and my cholesterol, because it's mental, it has nothing to do with the physical. I maintain my health with my freaking brain, not with my diet. Now, diet is great, I understand. Does that get it twisted? But it's physical. The weapons of my warfare are not physical. Pick up your sword. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood. So why are you trying to fight? Why are you using flesh and blood tools to address water and spirit? Now, there's a lot of great systems out there. There's a lot of people telling you a lot of great shizness, and they all hunt on their level. If you are on that level, okay, use that devil. Deal with that. But when you get to a new level, there's a new devil there waiting for you. You're going to need a new system. Not new as in different. New as in how you wield it, how you work it. Okay, Brother Will, break this down for me, man. What do you mean? You said learn how. Today's message is how to pick up your own sword, which is the word. So if my sword is words, and it is, what is it? Specifically, exactly. Now, word magic controls this world we live in. Now, if anybody, for some strange stretch of the imagination, and it would be extremely difficult for me to if you've been listening to me for any amount of time, that you do not understand etymology, grammaria, and grammatus. But for some strange stretch of imagination, you do not understand that the secret on this dimension is words. When the Bible talks about the tree of knowledge of good and evil, it is talking about what they call a decipher or a code. This is the art of abracadabra, the art of word magic. This is the, and magic is spelled with a K. This is what is called in the ancient text that all of the Christian magicians use. Jesus was the greatest Christian magician on the freaking planet. So without understanding that you need to use occult knowledge and the art of word magic to decipher the biblical code that is we call parables, you in deep chemistry. Because the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the tree of life, as we've talked about in the private lessons, is inside the brain. There is a specific organ in your brain that when the word, as I found out, when the word is said in Spanish, it means tree of life. Now, in Latin, which I can look up Greek and Latin, probably can look it up in Spanish too. And in the Latin, in the Spanish, the word, the English word, arbar vital, arbar vital, A-R-B-R, arbar, V-I-T-A-E. That phrase in Latin means tree of life. Spanish, supposedly, if you put the word D-E or D-E-L in between it, A-R-B-O-R-D-E, A-V-A-I means, again, tree of life. That tree-like substance is in your brain. So in the garden, when there was an angel that God placed in the garden, he had a flaming sword, and he stood in front. The flaming sword was the word of God. The tree of life is the Arba Vital, V-A-V-I-T-L, which is right in or makes up the reticular activating system, or your RAS. This is all biologically proven inside your skull. So the Bible is the personification of biological anatomy. The Bible is a personification of the body. Now, the Bible says that, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Ruach and the Pneuma? So what is your sword? Your sword is the word that controls your biology. But you don't, if you don't really know that when it's talking about in Genesis chapter 2, verse 9, and it's reading all about the trees in the garden, and you don't understand that the secret meaning of the word tree of life is actually talking about, hey, there's something in your brain. I put something there to block it so that nothing can get in. Because if anything gets into that part of the brain, it's eternal. So I'm going to put a cherubim, which means angel, which means cerebellum. So inside of your cerebellum, there is something called a cerebellar pundices. It's in your brain. Don't believe me? Just go to Google and type that in. That is located inside of your cerebellum. Now, the three cerebellar pundices are inside of your cerebellum, just like it says in Genesis 2:9. And the angel that has, again, a sword is always a word. So the reticular activating system does not let anything in that doesn't agree with the existing unconscious belief. So as I said, the way that Christopher Columbus was able to go in and mow down the Native Americans or the Americans when they came, because based upon historical record, they didn't see them. Because the ships that they came in on were so big and so different that the Indians' brains blocked it out. The exact same way that your brain is blocking out money because it doesn't agree with your belief system, because you ain't been raised by no millionaire. You didn't grow up reading no damn Wall Street Journal. You didn't ride through the damn Dominion when you was a child seeing freaking houses that was 20, 30, 40,000 square feet with a 10-car garage, so your definition of money is flawed. So if I was to tell you some of the stuff that I've learned right now, you would, your brain, your biblical law, the reticular activating system, the sword must block you from seeing wealth because you have not understood the laws of wealth. The reticular activating system Please don't believe me. Please go to Google, YouTube, watch a couple of videos or research. I've been talking about it for years. This ain't nothing new. You got to pick up your sword, brother, and fight. What are we fighting? We're fighting against that B lie that you got, that bullshit system that you got, that belief system, that BS in your brain that is prohibiting you from moving forward, from getting out of Groundhog's Day, from getting out of your way. Do you know that you are preventing you from moving forward? You are preventing you from being you. What the? When I found this out, it was like on Braveheart. When old boy found out that his best friend had betrayed him on the battlefield, and he pulls the helmet off his head, and he sees it's his best friend, he just falls to his knees, and he just gives up. His best friend, the dude, you know, was going to battle. He been getting whooped, and he's like, finally, you know, we're going to beat these dudes. So my boy goes out. There's a scene in Braveheart where, you know, they got this plan. And they go out there like they're going to fight. And the dudes that's on the horses that's supposed to be helping him, he raised the flag, which is a signal for them to come in and help him because they about ready to get spanked. His friends turn their back on him and walk away. And it just like it rips his heart out from the inside. And the guy goes back to his dad and he says that I saw the look in his eyes. I ripped his heart out. He said, I would never be on the wrong side of good again. Man, the battle, the damage was already done. That's your reticular activating system. It's not your friend. Because there was something put in your brain from the time you was a little hatchling up until about 8, 9, 10. Some people say as long as 12. But then it is closed. It is sealed. That's your belief system. Once that is set, it's almost impossible to change it. The only way to change the reticular activating system is to reprogram it, to establish an entire new neurological network. And the only way to do that, you got to pick up your own sword. And you got to fight. Who are you fighting? You. You ain't fighting the white man. You ain't fighting the black. Donald Trump ain't your enemy. He's the least of your concerns. You got to go look at yourself in the mirror, boo-boo. You are stopping you from being you. When I found out, that's when I hit my knees, and I just like, are you serious? So you mean the demons that I'm fighting are imaginary? Yep. You've got to be kidding. So I destroyed a 25-year marriage, destroyed this marriage, left my wife and kids because I was like, I'm going out because y'all holding me back. I got to be a multimillionaire. I can't be a millionaire dragging y'all ass around. So I'm out. And I moved 25 times, started freaking 20 different businesses, 50-plus jobs. I don't know how many damn cars I had repos. Y'all don't know, man. Y'all think this is a game? I mean, not y'all. Let me calm down a little bit. Hold on. I don't want to insult anybody's intelligence. Y'all know I get a little worked up. Y'all been where I've been, you be worked up too. Like in that movie when Jim Carrey was beating himself up and the dude asked him in the bathroom, so, dude, what are you doing? Man, I'm kicking my own ass. By the baseball bat, I hit myself in the head. There ain't no freaking devils and demons out there. I'm not saying that they don't exist, but I ain't seen none of them. You? If any devil or demon show up at your house, if you do, take a picture of it and send it to me. Niggas walk around here praying about devils and demons. I ain't seen none. All the devils and demons I seen is in my own freaking head. Imaginary. Now, I'm not saying there ain't no real ones, but let's deal with the imaginary ones first. Then we can go out and fight some real ones. You have to learn how to pick up your own sword, brother. Your sword of the spirit. The spirit is a group of related thoughts. That means there's a bunch of thoughts in your head that's whooping the other thoughts that's in your head. And right now you are losing the thought war. You'd rather spend more time and more, you're spending more thoughts thinking about going to the damn strip club and making it rain, or thinking about getting your nails and your hair done, or thinking about getting that new outfit, not you, you know, but people you know, or thinking about whatever, instead of thinking about how I'm going to be a better father, how can I be a better husband or a better son, how can I be me? Not that the current version of you is bad. It's not. People tell me, well, Brother Will, what do you mean, brother? You saying something's wrong with me? Hell no. And nothing wrong with you. You ain't got to change nothing. You are good. Now, you can be gooder, and you can be your goodest. which one you want. Okay, you want to be good? Keep doing Groundhog's Day. Keep repeating that script, homie. Keep doing the same shizness because your reticular activating system is programmed to keep you in that freaking box and you ain't getting out. Now, I know you can go read Tony Robbins, this, that, or the other, but unless you are a big Caucasian from the Caucasus Mountain, Tony Robbins can't help you, black man. No disrespect to Tony. He can't do nothing for me. He ain't been where I'm been. Tony was not raised in the hood where I was raised. So I need to talk to you. I'm talking to people who, again, who had the devil had his foot on your neck, man. My message is for people who've been down and out. My message is for people who've been counted out. My message, again, is for people who has to deal with some vibrational issues in their head because they wasn't raised with no damn silver spoon in their mouth. My message is for people who had a daddy like me who probably ignored you or he said some shizness to you that wasn't very. My father never said, "Hey, son, come over here. Give your father a hug." No, see, after that, I got punched in the chest. Nigga, get your ass out. That's what I got. That's why I got righteous indignation. Now, my message is not for people who play church. Not for people who, like, play church players, listen to my message and say, "Oh, that brother's round kind of tight. I can't literally listen to him. I overstand." My message is not for y'all Joel Osteen Christians. Not y'all, but, you know, people you may know. So don't refer, you know, Joel Osteen type folks to me. I can't do nothing for them. But if you was like me, 13 and walk around with everything that you own in a freaking pillowcase, I'm your boy. If you was like me, have five dudes chase you in a park in the middle of the night with baseball bats trying to end your life, I'm your boy. If you was like me, get out of in the military, you had a wife and three kids, and you ain't had no job, no food, and nowhere to stay, and you was freaking homeless with a little son looking at you, "Dad, what we going to eat?" Call, I'm your boy. If your back has been up against the wall, brother, and you need a freaking miracle in your life, I am your boy. Now, if you are a trust fund baby and you got a couple of grand in the bank, hey, I can't do nothing for you. But if you, like me, was been escorted by two police, now this is a true story. I was at work. Cops came and picked me up. "Sir, you got a warrant for your arrest." My supervisor says, "Man, you know, if you can't work, you lose your job." I was at USA, one of the biggest USA companies. These fools came on my job and picked me up. They escorted me. I said, "Well, I got the money." This is a true story. God is my witness, man. I'm not going to get emotional. I can't even talk. Another time, man, foreclosures came. They put a notice on my door. This is another true story. The next day, they called and said, the guy didn't come up to kick us out. I said, "I ain't leaving until they get, I'm leaving God to the end." A day went by. Hey, the foreclosure people didn't come. A week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks went by. I called the foreclosure company and said, "Yeah, somebody paid your mortgage. Y'all better stop playing with me, man." See, I don't know if y'all been where I've been. I don't know if y'all serve the God that I serve. See, a lot of y'all playing church. See, y'all need to pick up your sword. I'm trying to tell you what works. I was at work. Two cops came to my job. "Picture, you are under arrest." They put cuffs on me, man, while I was in my suit. As a licensed agent, and everybody told me, if you get arrested, you lose your license. I say, "Man, take me to the bank. I got the money." I know I didn't have no money, but I was going to try to think of something on the way. They escorted me to the bank. I walked up to the teller, and they said, "How much do I owe to pay off my tickets?" They gave me the amount, and it was hundreds of dollars. I say, "Ma'am, I would like to take those hundreds of dollars out of my bank account." The teller told me, "It's no problem, Mr. Rogers. Can I get your bank account number, sir?" I looked at the police officers, and I gave them bank account of money. The lady said, "Here you go, sir, 100, 200, 300. She gave, brothers and sisters, as God is my witness, they gave me the money. To this day, I have no idea where that money came from. I didn't have the money. I went on faith. Man, you can't. Oh, man, let me calm down. I went paid. I went back to work, man. I went sit in my car on lunch break and cried like a newborn baby. All my life, I'm a freaking walking miracle. I'm in a house right now that I can't, I'm not even supposed to be here. I can't afford it. Hell, I've been in the house for damn near 10 years. I ain't missed the payment. I'm at a drive car in my driveway right now. I went down there and bought that car when all this shit was going on with me and my wife and didn't have no car. I went down there, man, and I told the dude I'm buying a new car today. I remember I was walking, I called my son to come pick me. I had to call my son. And my son was damn too busy, man. I had to take a freaking bus to go to the car, man. You don't understand. That's why I can't do that for Joel Osteen Christians. My righteous indignation, I'm wound too tight, man. I can't go to no traditional church. Are you serious? I can't. Too much energy. God has done too much for me. That's why I got the advanced program, because I took the grave clothes off. And I'm trying to help you take them off. How? The same way King Arthur did. He was standing there. All of those soldiers came in. Y'all got to watch the movie, man. It's right there. The answer is in all of the movies. They came in there. There was no way. Like in the movie Troy. In the first scene in the movie Troy, the guy says, you know, instead of us fighting, you bring out your best fighter. We're going to bring out my best fighter. They bring out this big monstrosity of a dude. Brad Pitt, who's playing Achilles, he land in there butt naked in his room, drunk, half asleep. And they say, oh, dude, the king wants you. He gets dressed. He goes to them. He's a little scrawny dude. You know, Brad Pitt ain't a big dude. And the king is mad, and the king tells him, I ought to have you whipped. And he stopped, and he just saw the look on the king's face. In the movie Troy, they said that boy was born to end lives. Now, I don't know, brother, and I don't know, sister, what you were born to do, but I damn sure know what I was born to do. I was born to replace ignorance with truth. I was born for that. Nobody on earth can do my job. If you don't find what you was born to do, you are, let me say something politically correct. You could be having a better day. Let me tone it down a little bit. I ain't trying to insult anybody. I get a little amped up sometimes. I didn't take my meds this morning, brother. Jay Money, I didn't take my medication this morning, brother. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, God has done so much for me. It's hard for me to talk to the average person because they talking to me about their light bill. So you get stressed out because you got your light bill's overdue? Is that we're doing a one-on-one and we're talking about your couple of payments behind on your car note? Are you want to talk to me about your couple of payments behind? Let me make sure I'm understanding you now. So you're stressed right now and you're suicidal. You're borderline suicidal, okay? And I just want to make sure I'm understanding, you know, the conversation correctly. Couple of payments behind on your car note and you stressed. Security, please escort this fool out my presence. Not you know, but people you know. Like I don't really have time. I'm a little too high strung. Y'all do not want to call me for minor issues. I'm not the one, boo-boo. My sisters know, everybody know that. My sisters don't call me unless they want somebody's life to end. Like the old boy Achilles, that man was born to end lives. That's his job. You don't call him unless you want a life to end. So don't call me unless you want to get out of your loop. The new program that I'm rolling out, man, this will probably be the last year, and after that, I really won't be working anybody because it's not a disservice I love everybody. That's my problem. My problem is, I want to help everybody, but I'm called to help the extremes, the extreme cases. I'm called to help, like, that was when I was a kid. I brought this young girl to live with me and to raise her, and we went and picked her up, and the psychologist told us, and the welfare workers and the people, when we went, and me and my then first wife went to New Mexico, we sit there, and there was 5 specialists there, and they told us that this young girl was unreachable and unteachable. And they told me, if you take this person to your house, it's at grave risk to you and your family. Now, I said, I ain't seen a devil yet. Now, and I brought the person in the house, and probably now, because I was working so much, a little bit of that was true. Because my first wife at that time really couldn't, you know, she would pull off cray-cray stuff. My son BJ and my older daughter Shardae, they didn't really have too much problems. It was my younger children, and I wasn't there. She would play little mind games with BJ, and he put it straight. Or Shardae, and Shardae punching them out. And me, I tossed her down the stairs one day. Like, I didn't have no problems. Like, I don't play. I'm crazy. Like, so I don't do, like, your crazy is not more crazy than my crazy. So we can try to match crazy, and you'll find out that, that dude is crazy. That's what I'm saying. See, whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it also swings to the right. Now, in the movie, Arthur, it says, and this is the problem that I have with most church people. In order to do good or to know good, you must know evil. Now, preach that on Sunday. That's the reason why you don't see me preaching on Sunday. Because if I was invited to a church, now I just came from Boise, I don't get no church invitation. The last church invitation I got, and I filmed it, I remember I put it on there, they didn't invite me back. That was the last time I preached on a Sunday in the church. Now, I'm still licensed and ordained. I just don't get no invitations. I had to drive 30 miles one way to speak. Ain't nobody going to invite me to speak on their platform, man. And I'm cool with it. That's why I'm developing my own platform. Let's keep it real. Why? I got a sword, and it works. See, I was born to do a certain thing. That is, I was born to identify error and remove it. I'm not going to coddle it. I ain't going to play with it. I replace error with truth. I was born to do that. That's why I was raised in a cult. That's why I looked the devil in the eye. Now, he used to whoop my ass when I was little. Not no more, though. You see that little dude? Like, remember King Arthur in the movie? Remember, he was raised by prostitutes. And the movie starts out King Arthur, the Legend of Star. He was getting whooped every day. Then there's one scene in the movie where the dude raises his hands and slap him in the mouth, and he like puts his hands up and he says, and he shakes his head, uh-uh. From that day on, King Arthur stopped taking whoopings. I still remember the day when I did the same thing. I used to get my ass whooped every day. And then all of a sudden, I was like, clink, uh-uh. From that day to this, uh-uh. Homie not taking no more whoopings. Why? I found my sword. It's not physical. I didn't grow any bigger. I'm still a little dude. I like fighting big dudes because they look at me and they was like, you going to do what? I remember one time knocking out this dude. He's about 6'5", 350. When that pipe hit him in the head, though. Jay Money, when that pipe hit him in the head, brother, the dude went out. He was out cold. I picked up my sword. I recommend you pick your sword up, brothers. I recommend you pick up your sword, sisters. Now, again, I'm talking physical. Let's get back to the real world, spiritual stuff. Hebrews 4:12 is a scripture that everybody that's on this call, if you are really serious, you cannot go look it up. You must know this. This is one scripture that you must know if you're serious. And if you're a member of the Life Management team, if you call yourself my friend, please, you must memorize this verse. Now, you can do what I do, paraphrase it. That's the same thing. It's better if you put it in your own words. For the word of God is alive, it is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, and marrow. And it is discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. That's how I see it. Now let's read it in the, let's see what version I got. So this is the New International Version. Let me give you the correct. I recommend that you do. Now I'm going to explain to you why you have to know this verse. This one is a must. when you go up against them real devils and them real demons, the one, like I said, when the cops come pick you up and they have you in handcuffs and you take and they're taking you to jail, this is what you need to know. Like when they took me and I said, oh, let's go by the bank first. Because I'd say, if I pay the warrant off right now, I can go free and I can keep my job. Yes, Mr. Rogers, you can, but we know you ain't got no money. Because if you had the money, you'd have paid. I said, yeah, that's probably true. However, let's go to the bank. And on my way, as I was walking down, I said, Father, like I did when I was in station in Hawaii, and I've told this story 1,000 times. It's going to be 1,001. My little brother called me. He was homeless just like I was. He said, bro, going through, man, I ain't got nowhere to stay. He said, bro, I'll be there in 30 days. Now, again, nobody in my family calls me. My sister called me when her husband was beating her. Said, I said, hold up, he did what? He grabbed me by the top of my head and dragged me down the stairs naked in front of the neighbors, and he beat me. I said, sis, I am on my way. I want to end that dude's life that day. I mean, he's already gone. But when I got to Austin, Texas, I had all my family. My children can tell you I put my family wisdom in a Ford Festiva. I drove all the way to Austin. When I got there, the cops were already there waiting for me. The reputation was already out. They said, sir, if you step on this dude's property, you going to jail. The dude wasn't stupid. I give him props. He hadn't called the cops on me, I'd probably be in prison right now. Because I went there with the intention of ending his life. Long story short, my sister and her two children packed in that little Ford Festiva, and they drove back to San Antonio with me. What am I saying? Pick up your own sword. This is my sword. I'm explaining to you my sword. What's yours? See, I end error. See, error flourishes till I show up. I don't care what area. Don't call me unless you got error you want removed. Well, I'm not even going to say remove. You want to identify it. Because it's up to you to remove it. People call me all the time, well, Brother Will, I have this problem. I give them the way to end the problem. They say, yeah, what had happened was I kind of like my error. That's what I thought. That's why it's there. See, Hebrews 4:12 says, the word of God is alive and active. It is sharper than any double-edged, that means bipolar. That means me. See, I'm bipolar. So the word of God is more powerful than my mental illness. That's the reason I'm not on no medication or I'm not locked up. Probably think I should be on some medication, but I'm not. Why? I got something that's more powerful than my bicameral brain. It's called the word of God. But see, the word of God, the word, as I said in my private class today, WORD means frequency, wave, or vibration. GOD means little God. It actually means deity or divinity. Psalms 82:6, little G says, do ye not know that ye are gods? Hebrews 4:12 is talking about you, as I said earlier today. Now, let me make sure you understand. So it says, for the word of God, that word, that means logos, that means your frequency of you is alive and active. Hold up, time out. So it's not the book? No, man, it ain't the freaking book. The book is a symbol of a deeper substance. So you worshiping symbols, but you ain't got no substance. Oh, see the way my bank account is set up? My savings account is set up. Nobody told me that. See, I don't know about you. Nobody told me that. I had the Bible. I was licensed and ordained. I could quote scriptures left and right. And my behavior sucked. It didn't make me a better father. I still was broke. I still was overweight. I still was dumb as a box of rocks. And I still did not know how to treat my wife. While I was licensed and ordained, laying hands on people, going to church every Sunday, turning over every chair, child shouting, going home, soaking wet. Damn, did you go to work? No, I went to church. Stayed in church all day. Y'all know black church. If you ain't been to black church, go to a black church. You go in there daytime, you can come out, it's dark. Negroes stay in church all day, still broke as hell. I mean, not you, but people you know. So after 30 plus years of doing that and seeing no improvement, I figured maybe there's a better system. That dog don't hunt. And so I developed my own. And guess what? It works. See, the word of God is you. You don't go get the word. You are the word. So when you walk out your house, your chest should be stuck out. Your chin should be up. You should look Negroes in the eye. Black man, when you see the white man, you should look him in the eyeballs, whether they male or female. Slavery is over, dude. I don't care who in office. Why? Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. You got a money problem? You ain't got a money problem. You got a perception problem. What's the perception? Your reticular activating system is not letting in the new claim, the nucleus. That's the series I'm doing right now. How to edit the nucleus, which is the cells, which is the CEO of each cell. See, the message, do you know when black folks got free, it was 2 years later before Negroes in the South got the message. That's why we celebrate Juneteenth in Texas. Now, let me make sure you understand. So, Abraham Lincoln said, Negroes, y'all's free. Now, even after that, they had Jim Crow laws and so on. So, I'm trying to use it for an example. All I'm simply saying is the message that is being sent out by your head is not getting down to your cells. Now, a lot of people are your cells, or you are cellularly starving, but you are biologically obese. Why? The food you're eating is what they call nutritionally dense, meaning it is devoid of nutritional value. So therefore, you could be 350 pounds, but your cells are starving because you're putting, lard and sugar. That combination that dog don't hunt, by the way, if you don't understand. You're putting stuff that's good to your tongue, but it has no benefit to the cell. And so there's a nucleus in your cell. Them suckers are all down there starving. But you overweight. But you're not overweight. You're overweight. See, that weight ain't weight. That weight is waste. You may be overweight. That means you're carrying around poop. Your cells, unfortunately, they can't run off of poop. So you may be over poop, but you ain't freaking got no nutritional minerals and enzymes. So you may be on the outside pleasantly plump, but on the inside, your ass is, let me calm down a bit. You may be starving, we'll put it that way. And there's a lot of people that's the spiritual problem that's going around, that's going out around in this country and in the churches today. I know a lot of fat churches. They got a lot of skinny pupils because they got a good fluffy message, but it has no spiritual substance. We live in a world that is based upon symbols, but it is devoid of substance. The Bible calls us having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. But what do we do? Get in contact with your power. How do I find my power? Your power, again, is your purpose. Your purpose gives you power. That's the reason why I do purpose reports all day, every day, 24/7, 365. That's all I do. I'm born to disclose purpose. Why? Purpose is the tool that I use to destroy error. Just like in the movie Troy, Achilles was born to end lives. I was born to end ignorance. Why? I was raised in it. I was born in it. My mom was murdered. My sons and daughters don't have a grandmother because of ignorance. So you ask me why I get up every day, why I got 50 books, why I'm on this show yelling on a freaking Saturday afternoon instead of out at the damn park. You don't see my black ass at the mall walking around on Saturday. I ain't interested in spending no money. I'm interested in destroying ignorance. Because when I lay down at night, I see my mother dying in a damn chair. So, yeah, I got righteous indignation, brother. I'm not your Joel Osteen Christian. I'm cut from a different cloth. I don't apologize. It is extremely important. You need to pick up your sword. This is my sword. I got a long, big sword. Because I'm taking that word that God gave me, and I'm using that to fight. The weapons of my warfare, oh, no, I don't lay hands on people no more. You won't see me out there. You know, you won't see me in a parking lot. You won't see me on TMZ. You won't see me on World Star Hip Hop knocking Negroes out. Now, you might. I'm going to try not to let them catch me on camera, J-Money, if I hit that Negro on the head with that 2x4, if he run up on me. But I'm going to try not. Now, I might be on TMZ. I can't make no, you know, promises. But I'm going to try not to be on TMZ or World Star Hip Hop. I'm trying to, you know, reform my ways. However, now, y'all know I'm just playing. Brothers and sisters, in conclusion, I have a system in place. I've done thousands and thousands. I went to Boise, Idaho, and I stayed there. I drove 30 miles one way. I went to that thing, and I left after doing my presentation. I didn't even go back the second day. I did not get my quote-unquote money worth. Why? Because there was nobody that had anything that was close to as effective as mine was. When I left, everybody was asking, who is that guy? Well, how can I get in contact with him? Not that I'm bragging on me. I'm bragging on God. Because, again, I have my sword. And I am in my lane. And I stay in my calling. So if I am here, I teach didactically. And I use my word to replace error. That's what I do. So you won't find me doing no other things. I found out what I'm good at, and I'm just going to do that. That's what you got to do. Okay, Brother Will, how did you find out what you were good at? I looked at what I had been through. But then that showed me what I'm called to do. Now, for some people, that's difficult to do. So I developed a system where I sit down and we talk. We do one-on-ones, and you tell me about your childhood, what you've been doing, what you went through. And I ask you, what is your most persistent problem? And people tell me all the time, well, I don't know. And it's their most persistent problem is what they're doing right now. I got a guy, you know, I had a client who told me he couldn't find his most persistent problem. And his most persistent problem is that every time, you know, somebody talks, he had a response. Still does, but he can't find his most persistent problem. Now, let me understand. Let me make sure you understand. Because your purpose is so close to you that you can't see it. It's crazy. Your purpose is just like your breath. Oh, you didn't even know you was breathing. What, did you? Did anybody know? Did anybody have a conscious awareness that the whole time I've been talking for an hour and how long I've been talking? Damn, an hour and 30 minutes. Let me hang up. The whole time I've been talking, you've been breathing, but were you aware of it? Bam, that's your purpose. Your purpose is just like your breathing. So how do you become aware of your breathing? How do we become? I mentioned it. The mere fact of mentioning purpose makes you aware of it. Your most persistent problem is your purpose. What was my most persistent problem? Error. But my purpose of replacing error, how do I replace error? I need a vehicle to drive. I just can't go. Error, be thou gone. It doesn't work like that, okay? I had to develop, okay, what is error? I had to figure it out. I had to sit down and analyze myself. Why do I have error? I was raised in error. Why was I raised in error? I was raised in a belief system. So error is words. It's a belief. Okay, what is that? Okay, a belief is you get a bunch of people who talk about something all the time and then everybody believe it. Okay, did anybody check to see if it was true? No. Do you know that 99% of belief systems are not true? It isn't anything that about it has to be true. Most belief systems are not true. What? Yes, sir. Don't believe me? Research your belief system. So then I realized, okay, if it's not true, that's error. Okay, I got a job. I got a job because if I go talk to Mormons, they say, Joseph Smith saw this bright light, my brother, and they revealed to him the book, and he wrote the Book of Mormon. Really? Is it true? Yes, sir, it's true. Okay, give me some historical fact. Well, what had happened was the way my savings account is set up. No, okay, no savings. Okay, let's. Okay, give me some ancient texts. Give me some esoteric. Give me some astrological. Give me some artifacts. Give me something. other than the fact that you saw a bright light. And said, well, what are you, brother? Well, you're a Christian? Oh, well, crazy. Well, Paul, didn't he see a bright light and he fell off the horse? And most of the Christianity is actually from the Pauline Gospels. That's why I have a book called Apostle Paul. Heretic. You might want to research. You might want to read the book. Now, preach that on Sunday morning. Most people don't know that if the book is about Jesus, how come there isn't a book of Jesus in there? I'm just putting that out there in the ether. How in the hell we got a Bible that's based upon Jesus and none of the book was written by Jesus? It's written by people who talking about Jesus. Okay, can somebody, do you know that there is a book that Jesus actually wrote himself? How about we read that book? How come that book is not in the Bible? Yeah, you want to read the go to Google and type it in. There's actually books that are actually written by Jesus. They don't sound, what Jesus said totally contradicts a lot of things that the Bible says. Now, I didn't say that. The book of Jesus said that. It's called the Essene Gospel of Peace, along with a bunch of other books that were supposedly, now you got to do some more research, and it goes, you know, the rabbit trail goes a little further than that as well. Because they want you to get stuck on symbols, that way you ain't got no substance. They had me for a long time, too. But guess what? I was born to end error. What were you born to do? Brothers and sisters, whatever you were born to do, pick up that. That's your sword. And go fight. And guess what? If you need help finding what you was born to do, email me today. MasterTeacher33.com@gmail.com. I got you. Brothers and sisters, this your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. MasterTeacher33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will. Make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah, life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part.
I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levy run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy Sun. Stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. Preacher talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and breach your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than the border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuver. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic, I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speed through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze them. No more stuff in the placement, cause I'ma never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness.
I'm done. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again.
I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.